Hi, it's Elle, your fangirl in between.
Orimaniyo. Ne? It's been like six months. It's almost 6 months since I last recorded the pod. Today is like the only time that I got my place to myself because my roommate is somewhere else, and yeah, I have some free time because of many things. It has been crazy 6 months, and looking back, it's really a lot to take in. Yeah, I did so much stuff. And I think I have mentioned before that I am... Have I? Wait. I know, it's bad because it's only been five episodes of me babbling with poor editing. Because I get so lazy and yeah, I get so lazy to edit because I don't get the results that I wanted. So I just go on and on and on and just let it be. Okay, what was the point? The point was, I think I've changed. Okay, life update. I didn't get to where I was getting last time. I don't think I'm gonna edit this pod. But let me just say that this may be the last pod that I'm uploading. I didn't know that Anchor... I haven't studied Anchor that well. As much as I wanted to, there were many things that I needed to do with work, with my passion project, with the things... life that I have to do. It's really a busy time. Hey, by the way, are you guys vaccinated? I hope that your government are like competent enough to make sure that the rollout of the vaccines are really quick and accessible to all walks of life, because in my area I still haven't vaccinated, but there are some people who have cut through lines who have been vaccinated because they had connections. I'm not taking it against them. I mean it's not really their fault. They just want to be protected with this virus and all. And they have the means, and I blame the system, because if our system is okay, no cutting in lines and no connections needed are necessary for us to gain the, for us to have access to necessities like health, right? Okay. I've talked so many stuff. I'm so sorry that I'm all over the place, just like... I'm so sorry, just like the hospital playlist season 2. As much as I love it, as much as I love the series, while the storyline is still good, like they're really putting so much what do you call this? It's better to say in my native language, but like yeah. Anyway, let's go back. It has so much to offer. And yet, the editing. I'm sorry, but the editing sucks. And I actually planned on buying the album for season 2, if there would be any. Because there was a Kino kit for the first season. And the first season was so precious to me. And it was so good. So I really bought it, and I really set aside money for season 2's album, but I'm not sure if I'm gonna get it given what's been up. Because it doesn't spark joy as much, the songs and all. I'm sorry to any fan who's listening, but this is just my opinion, and it doesn't mean that it's actually what the show is about. But story-wise, it's okay. Plot-wise, it's still okay. And I'm so in love with the character development of Kim Jun-won, the surgeon. He's now the chief surgeon. But the editing is really all over the place. It's like, pick your transitions well. I mean, yeah. That's my criticism of that. But my ship has sailed. What is wrong with me? I'm sorry. Yeah. Another thing. You know what? This is so funny. Because like this is just me talking about the things that I've been occupied recently. Because the past months I was on break from anything related to series and whatnot, because I was so busy. But let me talk about that later. I think this is gonna be the longest pod because I'm not gonna edit it at all. I might not edit this at all because I have like things to do, like rest and recuperate my energy. Next. I want to talk about My Mister because it's really so good. My Mister, it's Naya Jishi. I watch it because of IU, because she's the female lead. And I was captured by the trailer on Netflix, where the guy, Lee Sun Kyun, he's the rich dad from Parasite, and he was gonna kill a bug, and then the whole office was like making a big deal out of it, and then IU just shrugs it off. She just kills the bug and shrugs it off. I've been it's on my watch list for the longest time, but it's on my watch list for the longest time, but I felt like it's heavy. And based from the clips or stills that I've seen online, it's really heavy. It felt heavy, so I knew that I would have to watch it when I have the time to be emotionally invested. And that was recently, like this past 2 weeks. So I watched it, and it was really amazing. It was a slice of drama. If you're from corporate, or especially if you're from the field of engineering, because the company is an engineering company, and they really showed some of the engineering stuff, like drawings and what the safety inspectors do, some of the policies. Just the light ones, easy to absorb, even if you don't have any technical background. Anyway, the point is, the drama was so good. Like, true. Maybe it's not possible to have like affairs that are interconnected to one another, but the politics in the corporate world, the micromanaging bosses, the bad mouthing behind each other's backs, the team dinners, the after work drinking, everything, and even the I forgot the right term. Even the discrimination against temporary workers is really true. It happens a lot, and it's just the life. I saw this phrase on Reddit, and I've been using it ever since in all my posts related to My Mister. It showed the beauty in the mundane, and wow, it really is. My words are... I'm not that good with words, I guess. And I wish I could capture how wonderful it is. The editing, The score is really nice. Okay, this is just one of my favorite parts. And this is a spoiler. So, spoiler alert. So, there was a time that she put a tracker on the phone of the guy, of Lee Seung Kyun. Oh, his name there is Park Dong-hoon. And the name of I there is Lee Ji-an. So, anyway, she bugged his phone. And then, of course, they found out eventually. And she told him that, I'm not gonna listen to you anymore. I was comforted by your words. I was comforted by, even by your footsteps. So what they did, what the editing did was, before Ji-an uninstalled the app to stop the tracker, what was playing was just the footsteps. Dong-hoon was just walking and walking. And when she clicked the uninstall, bam, silence. It was an effective storytelling. It's really good. Like, you already know that once you uninstalled, you wouldn't be there to listen anymore. But the way they showed it, the screen was showing Dong-hoon walking, but there was no sound because Ji-an no longer listens to him. It was amazing. I swear, it was chef's kiss. And the thing is, that was just the only one. Each episode is more than an hour long. So imagine how many more beautiful things you'll be able to see if you watch it. I swear. I think right now, it could be on my top one. My top one has always been Reply 1988. Reply 1988 since last year. Was it? Yeah, since I've watched it, it has been my number one. But right now, I think my number one is My Mister. It's really, chef's kiss. Amazing. Really amazing. I'm so sorry. It could be really annoying to hear this. Okay, what's next? Next thing that probably sparks joy is, of course, BTS Permission to Dance. I know, there's also Butter, which was also really good, and I really enjoyed it as well. But Permission to Dance has a different feel. Like, the moment I heard it, I teared up. The message was so good. The melody, it is so good. I'm not exaggerating, and I'm not using BTS for clout or whatsoever, which is probably why people clicked my pod with the title to listen to B or Life Goes On. I'm not really sure. It's been like months since I did that. I'm sorry. But anyway, Permission to Dance is really good. It makes me happy. Last July 9, which is ARMY birthday, last July 9, I was so tired because I had so much to do then for work. Yeah. And good thing it was lunchtime and it was launched, so I was able to see it, thankfully. But even if I was so tired, I was just so happy it was harder to sleep. Because, you know, my head is just filled with the melody. I won't sing it. I'm not a singer. And I'm not gonna ruin the song for them. For you. But wow. I think this is the first phrase that stuck to me the most was I'm trying not to sing it, okay? So, 'cause when we fall, we know how to land. And that just speaks volumes, 'cause they've talked about it a lot of time. They've talked about it lots of times. I'm tearing up. Because, yeah, there's really gonna be a time. I can't believe this. I'm tearing up upon talking about BTS on my pod. But, yeah, I think I'm not gonna listen to this. Yeah, I'm not editing this because it's so cringy. But it would be funny to listen to it later on, I guess. And, what do you call this? Someone messaged me, so I'm gonna reply first. I'm so sorry for the disruption, and it's gonna be really fast. okay. So I replied already. yeah, permission to dance. So good. Like, they've talked about what if someday it can happen. Like, the number of people attending the concerts would be less and less. And eventually, they'd have to stop. What then? And it's okay. As long as they land together. And that's it. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry if I'm exaggerating. No, I'm not gonna apologize for my feelings. And you shouldn't too. This is my pod. And few people listen anyway. I'm sorry for ruining your day. But I'm having the time of my life talking about the things I love. So, okay, next. No, I'm still on BTS, I guess. Yeah, I'm still with them. I'm still gonna be with them. Well, the merch is very expensive. Hybe, are you listening to me? Can you, like, lower the price? Please? Please? Like, not all of us can afford it. Imagine how much more people would want it. And, yeah. Okay, what's next? What's up with me? Someone kept messaging me and I had to reply to that message urgently, and I don't want to pause this because if I pause this, I might delete this, and there's like 16 minutes of me talking already about the things I like. I'm not gonna throw that away. Oh yeah, okay, I think this is my last BTS thought. So they have a lot of interviews and they're very consistent, like, about, yeah, what if it all goes away someday, what then? And they said that, oh no, I'm tearing up again, I'm gonna apologize, but I'm gonna control my voice, but, and I'm gonna drink some water. I'm sorry, I'm like, just saying my every move. So yeah, instead of worrying about the future, what they do is they just do their best right now. They just do their best right now. And I have to reply to this again, because this is urgent, and somehow we're still here. Okay. Yeah. You still do your best. I don't want to edit this. I'm sorry to anyone who listen for listening to a lazy ass like me. And then, yeah. Because, okay, just a brief personal sharing. You don't know me anyway, so it's okay. Personal sharing. This passion project I've been working on for over 2 years, I guess. Three years. Sad. Does it count? Because I kind of took a break, but like, yeah. Three years. 3 years. I just couldn't do it anymore. It's still my passion, but I can't do it right anymore, and it pains me, it stresses me out. It's like, this is your dream, why are you giving up? And it's been really painful for me too, but I really didn't know what to do. Like, I didn't want to stop. If I could, if my brain would allow me to understand it, to like finish it and really do it well, I would. I really would. I really gave my all. But
yeah, but I guess I got burnt out. There was this circulating post about burnout starts with fire, and passion starts with fire too. I guess I wasn't able to control that fire, and it led to burnt out. Burnout. And I'm sorry, my voice is cracking again, but yeah, that's one of the personal problems or personal things that I've been going through, and the other thing is in work. It also gave me stress and anxiety and many other things. One task at work, not my whole work. But things aren't going very well in those things. And I'm really trying to cope, and I'm doing my best to cope. I have no worries, guys, to anyone listening. I'm not, I'm a very open person, and I have good friends around me, so I'm okay. And I'm seeking help as well, so that's good. But I think, one reason I'm stopping the pod is I think someone found me again. That obsessive person found me again, and I hate it so much. And you know, when you're really having the peace that you wanted, and then someone disrupts it and tries to intrude it, it's really energy draining. So you just want to get away, but then they keep on running towards you. That's bad. And I hope, if you're listening, if you're like that, I hope that you never do that to the people around you. And especially especially the closest ones you have, don't do that to them. Because if you obsess over something, it's just, you're just gonna do it worse. What else? This is why I don't want to talk about so much about on the pod. Anyway, what things to say? Right. This one's serious too, but one reason I started the pod, because I thought maybe I have a future with voice acting, with hosting, with anything else. But maybe it's just a one-time thing. Me too. I really had hopes for me too, but the results I'm getting and the feedback from around me, it's not going well as I thought as it should. So I'm taking this whole time off for myself to recuperate. Am I saying that right? Yeah. Nega adik hanggugur kung buhanta hajiman I don't do it well as well. So it's like trying many things and failing, but so far I'm failing. Maybe next time I'll get back to this pod and tell you about my success, but right now everything, I'm just facing the reality of some losses, some failures, and all that. But I still find joy, still find little happiness, and that's important. And I hope that you do too. So I think the highlights of this is, highlight would still be the things that give me joy, which are dramas and BTS. My expensive BTS. I have this on my wall. Pogi hajima. But giving up takes courage too. Hey guys, by the way, it's really just about dreams, anything, not about life. Don't worry about me. Yeah.
So should I publish this? No, I will still publish this because, like, I'm clear. And I just really wanted to talk. And I've been talking for 25 minutes by myself, which talks about me because I really like to talk for the things I love to talk about. And sadly, it turns out to be a little bit depressing. I'm so sorry, Chuzuwamida. I'm taking a break. But I think before I really stop, What? Okay, I'ma tell you something. Nanan negajal hal kureko minanda. It means that I know that you will do well. As always, chareso. Chareseyo. Bye-bye.